Allow me to offer a basic but important idea at the very beginning of this book. If you never want to suffer through the agony of a divorce, the wisest course of action is to never marry. Think about it. It's really quite plain and simple. You only receive a 100% absolute guarantee of no divorce if you do not get married. Nothing else works, really. Now, if you insist that the road down perceived marital bliss is a journey that you must embark upon, you should at least educate yourself about exactly what adventures may lie ahead. After all, you probably would not decide to buy a car without first taking it for a test drive and understanding the costs associated with the ownership of the vehicle. For instance, how much is the monthly payment? Does the car require premium or regular unleaded? Will your insurance payments go up? Is the vehicle easy to maintain, or does it require frequent service? What are the terms of the warranty, and exactly what does it cover? Are there any published reviews of the car? What do people in the auto world think about it? The equation becomes even more complex when you consider a used vehicle. Do you know the prior owner or owners? If not, do you know if the vehicle was properly maintained? Are you buying the car from a newspaper classified ad, or sight unseen and unproven, relying solely upon a few pictures and a description crafted by the owner on the internet? Was the car ever in an accident? Was it a minor fender bender, or is there potential structural damage that is not readily apparent on the surface? Are you willing to accept a warranty that may be limited or non-existent? How has the vehicle traditionally performed in the past? Is it reliable? After spending 20 years representing clients who were divorcing their spouses, it should not come as a surprise that one might become somewhat cynical about the benefits of the age-old institution of marriage. Does marriage work? Sure. Well, sometimes. About 50% of the time. Is marriage right for everyone? Of course not. In fact, there is just as good a chance that your marriage will fail as it will succeed. Look at it this way. Let's say you spend months and months planning a fantastic vacation to the Bellagio Hotel in exciting Las Vegas. The trip is something you've envisioned in your mind for many years. You saw the hotel immortalized in the remake of Ocean's 11, the beautiful fountains, the nightlife, the opulent suites, the glamour, romance, and excitement. When you arrive, proceed straight to the roulette wheel. Make sure that you go to the high-limit gaming area because you're about to make a huge bet. Take everything you own and really love and treasure, your children, company, bank accounts, cars, stock, jewelry, artwork, pensions, and even your knives and forks. And tell the dealer that you want to bet it all, everything, red or black. Once they spin the wheel, there's no turning back. In an instant, everything you love, owned, worked for, sweated for, and planned for is at risk. The ball is lively, energetic, and oh so unpredictable. The wheel spins fast at first, then slows down as time goes on. The seconds seem like hours, days, even years. Suddenly, you have the sense that things might not go as planned. The great idea that you had might not be so great after all. In fact, it might be an absolute disaster. The ball comes to rest, the wheel still spinning in the notch for the color black. Too bad you picked red. Welcome to the wonderful world of marriage and its nasty next-door neighbor, divorce.